Hey listeners, this is your host Destiny. This is episode 6 of Reflection and Desk Podcast. Let's talk about sex. Where should I even start on this topic? Maybe I should get into the fact that most people don't take sex seriously. Nowadays, certain people give out sex like it's a free advertisement. Like, damn, you can't get to know a person before you give up the goodies. That's why STDs get spread around. No one wants to check a person's health status but wants to bust it wide open just because they are sexually attracted to someone. First of all, y'all both need to go to the clinic and check your status. Then if everything's straight, then y'all can think about having some sex, because safe sex and healthy sex, however y'all want to put it in terms, if you healthy and the other person healthy and they seem like a okay person and you trust them to a certain extent or whatever you want to do, then go for it. But I just have a problem with people not even taking that seriously anymore, because sex really supposed to be a special thing. It's supposed to draw connection from you to another person on like a deeper level, on an intimate level. And since nowadays people just, I don't know why, but people just let themselves go. And I mean, I know even years back people was willingly to have sex, but now everybody is so free with just giving up what they got before they even really just find that right person that they can develop something with. Instead of just trying to have sex with everybody you see, you need to take your time and talk to them at least for a little while. And I mean, I know things happen and you be caught up in a moment. Everybody makes mistakes and stuff. But just be careful. That's all I gotta say. Just be careful, because it's going to hurt you in the long run if something bad happens out of the situation. Whether the person has sex with you one day and just don't communicate with you the next day, or days later, months, years, whatever. And STDs, like I was saying, getting pregnant, and maybe they leave you because you got pregnant also. Or somebody can take it so far to the point where they had sex with you, you got pregnant, and even kill you. If y'all saw Fatal Attraction on TV1, y'all would know them type of situations I'm talking about. But anyways, that's like on another topic. But yeah, people just have this one thing on their mind where they be like, oh, this person's sexy, they don't even look like they got any type of STDs, I should be fine. Or they be like, I got protection, I'm good. Yeah, right. Y'all better wise up instead of being stupid in the moment. Because when you be stupid in the moment, that's going to cause you a lifetime of pain and trouble if you don't make no wise decisions. And if y'all listen to my other episodes, y'all know how I'll be just giving y'all warnings and just be careful, because you don't want to find yourself in a messed up situation. Nobody wants to be the cause of their pain, because we tend to cause stuff in ourselves sometimes without even realizing it. And maybe we are aware of it, but we just don't care. And the thing about sex is, like I was saying, most people just don't see it on a deep level. They just see it as something to do, something fun to do, and just don't have no morals about it. What happened to waiting until you get married and then have sex? And if you think about it, it makes sense to wait until you're married to have sex, because of the fact how much sex can really influence you a lot, or better yet, affect you a lot, especially if somebody give it to you real good and they call it dickmatized, where the dude put it on the girl real good or whatever and she just can't leave him alone, and she be doing crazy stuff and she just really caught up in him when clearly it seems like he don't care about her at all. And yeah, like I was saying, waiting until you get married to someone and then sharing that connection with them will mean more, because so many feelings get involved with having sex. And no, I'm not trying to preach to y'all and tell y'all, oh, y'all need to wait until marriage to do this and that. Y'all grown. Most of y'all that listen to this podcast are grown. So I'm not telling you what to do. And I'm not saying I went fully straight from the Bible and follow all the rules. But I just feel like if you don't necessarily want to wait until you get married to a person, just make sure you be careful with how many partners you mess around with and stuff, because of the simple fact, like I said, feelings get involved, STDs, pregnancy, and just a lot of whole bunch of drama sometimes, not all the time, but just sometimes. And most of the time, people just have sex just because they feel like that person was the one that they should have gave their all to, like gave it up to, and then they come to find out maybe years later, or a couple months later, that that's the person they should have never gave that up to. And sex can be something so, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, but I guess I can say it's something that can be so special, and people don't see it as a special thing anymore. They just see it as something you can just play around with, like emotions, because some people don't even take emotions seriously nowadays, and sex do bring emotions. It can get you hot and ready to do it with somebody. It can make you do things that you probably never even imagined that you'll be doing. And like I was saying, it's just a lot that comes with it, y'all. And I don't know. It's just, I don't even know what else to say, because I pretty much summed up a whole lot in a little bit of time about why sex can be like special and why people don't take it seriously. And I'm not blaming the media or anything. And sometimes the media even like, well, of course, in music, they be like sex sells and stuff, which is true. Which you see sex promoted everywhere. It's like people don't talk about the serious stuff about it. They just talk about the fun part. And really, to be honest, sex can be really overrated most of the time. And people be like all hyped up about it and say, oh, I did this and that. This person did it to me real good and all of that extra stuff. But sometimes sex can be even overrated, honestly. And then I know some of y'all probably thinking, sex is not overrated. I don't know what kind of person you've been messing around with, but what I had, I got some good stuff. So I ain't never had a moment where I said sex was overrated. But I mean, that's y'all opinion. But like I was saying, it's just that I wish people would think about sex a little bit more when it comes to being intimate with somebody. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode, because I enjoy talking about this topic, and I would like to know some of y'all opinions. Y'all can look me up on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram at Reflection Desk. Y'all can message me on those platforms and tell me how you feel about the podcast, or however y'all want to do it. I'm open to discussion for this episode, and stay tuned because I'll be back with more episodes. Bye.